KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 2 degrees above zero. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with flurries possible late this afternoon and early this evening, high around 20. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital at Atlantic. In local news, citing athletic events and other scheduling conflicts, the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening approved a recommendation by administrators and superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein to move the date of the 2017 parent-teacher conferences from the week of February 13th to the 17th to February 28th and March the 2nd, and there will be no school on March the 3rd. In his report to the board, Amstein said Wednesday night that last week superintendents with the Green Hills Area Education Agency, or AEA, met with a handful of state legislators from around southwest Iowa, and the legislators conveyed a message of don't be expecting much in the way of state aid in 2017. One alluded to the possibility of a 1 or 2% increase. Amstein said if that's the case, that'll be 8 straight years. 9 years ago, he said there was a 10% across-the-board cut, which Amstein said the district never got back. He urged the board to contact those legislators and express their concerns over the continued lack of funding.
Now, I understand hard times with school in states, but 8 straight years of inappropriate funding is going to have an impact on school districts. It just comes down to numbers, and the bottom line is that a district the size of Atlantic can weather that storm. But smaller school districts, they will not be able to weather that storm.
And in an update on the search for a new superintendent, Board President Allie Bruckner said since the online application form went live last Thursday, they've had 20 applications submitted for review. On February 13th, the meeting will be held with all the interview groups, 10 students, 10 teachers, and 10 community members, who will narrow down their list of questions for the candidates selected to be interviewed. Afterward, on that same day, the school board will hold a work session to review the applicant videos and narrow down the selection. The board will conduct first-round interviews February 20th and 22nd. The groups will interview candidates February 27th and 28th and, if needed, on March the 1st. The person selected will succeed Mike Amstein, who is retiring at the end of the current school year. In other top local news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a resolution of intent to enter into an agreement with Elite Octane LLC with regard to the proposed ethanol plant for the northern side of Atlantic. The action followed a public hearing held in the courtroom of the Cass County Courthouse, during which mostly favorable support was heard. During the hearing, Board Chair Gaylord Schelling said from the county's perspective, the process of working with lawyers and ethanol plant officials was indeed a learning curve.
We had both sides. We had to kind of come up with a agreement that we could live with. Initially, it was the money that Lead Octane wanted up front that we did, as a board, we didn't really want. So they've kind of negotiated back and forth. Well, there's a certain amount of money that eventually set up a TIF district, or money that tax would be approximately, Dale, $900,000, depending on the levy. So there's going to be a 50% rebate back to the county, and then we use that to pay off the TIF.
The TIF, tax increment financing, that is there to help the county pay off the infrastructure the plant needs, including gray water supply and a paved road from Echo to Olive Street. The funds are also to be used for attorney's fees to set up the agreement. Other facets of the agreement would include a guarantee to the county of payment in the event of a catastrophe. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained the TIF will only work if there is a minimum assessment, which the development agreement would stipulate is $32 million.
Is the property that's in an increment is the difference between the 100% value of the year before the project has begun and the new value at the end of the year for the particular year going. The $32 million there, regardless of whether it's would be assessed at that by the persons who do the assessment, that's the minimum that they're going to pay taxes on. And that's a guarantee that the county will have.
As it is, the property is currently assessed at about $1.5 million, which would mean a guaranteed assessment of $33.5 million. The agreement is 50-50, which means it would guarantee $900,000 per year in taxes would be paid by the company to the county for the infrastructure improvements and debt service, regardless of whether the plant fails or succeeds. The investors would be on the hook to pay those funds. Developer Don Sontag said in addition to the promised jobs and tax benefit to the county, Atlantic Community Development LLC is purchasing purchased 14 acres of land from Cadco on the south side of the highway near the plants for manufacturing space and value-added commodities. An announcement on the more specifics will come in the next week or so. Cass County Supervisor Mark Wiedemeyer said they've spoken with other counties with an ethanol plant, and the deal Cass County was working out with Elite Octane was incomparable because of the scope of the agreement.
And from my perspective, we've got a lot better deal with them than most of the other counties did. I haven't seen anybody that got this a deal anything like what we've got.
And the county can also hope to recoup some of the infrastructure costs at the onset through a Rise or Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy grant. In the funeral announcements, Marjorie Lohafer, age 93 of Stewart, died Saturday. A memorial service for Marjorie Lohafer will be this evening at 7 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Danny Papa Bear Coleman, age 67 of Yale, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Danny Papa Bear Coleman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Eric Thompson, age 54 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Eric Thompson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Sharon Olis, age 74 of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Sharon Olis will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Lyle McClellan, age 71 of Earl Bayer, died Monday. Funeral services for Lyle McClellan will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Elaine Huddleston, age 92 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elaine Huddleston will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Reimer, age 79 of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for Bob Reimer will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Lust Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Edwin Ed Larson, age 96 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Ed Larson will be on next Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be held December 23rd at 10:30 a.m. The place of the services has yet to be determined. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.